pick a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. And the ain't and I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once I saw this pitted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
From the Lincoln album, Someday Might Be Giants, and Anna Ng. Yeah, you heard the lyrics say, like a broken record, skip like a broken record, yeah. Told you, I'm throwing other songs in that won't fit the mocking of this program this time around, which is vinyl. We're mocking vinyl. It is a national, if not international, Vinyl Day celebration of the invention. Is that right? Inventation? No. The invention. It's an invention, not an inventation. But let's call it an inventation. Because I am inviting you to this. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. I was just trying to save my lack of knowing grammar or articulation. The invention of the phonograph. They Might Be Giants, Anna Ng. Before They Might Be Giants, how about the 4019s? Went back to the rebooted album for I'm Free. 4019s are actually coming to town. They got three shows lined up that I'm aware of. It's a whole weekend full of 4019s. Starting on, Friday, August 26th. They're going to be at the Beaver Station with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. On Saturday, the 27th, they're going to be out at Woolies in Manaca. Brighton Heights, New Brighton? Not Brighton Heights, New Brighton. I'm sure Joe might reach out to me and say, I'm going to correct you where Wooly Bullies is, but we're going to be at Wooly Bullies on Saturday the 27th. And I'm trying to be at that show. Then Sunday the 28th, they're actually doing the Stage AE Steeler Lions pregame tailgate down at, I said Stage AE, I already said that, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. So I played you some 4019s. I'm Free. name of the track. Cobra Verde gave us their cover of yesterday's Numbers, a Flamin' Groovy song. And the Figs from their Lo-Fi at Society High album with a Pretty Wasted. Gets us to where we are now on a Friday night, August 12th. It is just past 10 o'clock. On a random other day, it's just past the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. But if I can go back to some of those fun facts, remember? I call them fun facts. So I played the They Might Be Giants, partially because it was on August 12th of 1953. Not quite 70 years ago. The four lads recorded the original version.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Long, so I read a song.
were drunk and rather stupid. Remember when it was just you and me, trying to imagine what we wanted to be, holding on to anything we thought we could do. When you hit 41 and I just took 32. When I was simple, we would imagine all the places where we might go when nothing changes. Filling up all the empty spaces, looking back at tomorrow. Then we got careless with our love. It gave a nudge and we gave a shove. You drove me nuts and I sent you screwy. An easy brain like gooey gooey. What we have is a symbiosis, the perfect blend for our magnum opus. Got the potion, the diagnosis. Life's more fun with a few explosives.
It's called Jobber Now. It's the UK band Spy Genius. They're from Canterbury or Canterbury. I don't know how you say it. If you're over in the UK, I say Canterbury. Screwy from the new album from Spy Genius. Before that, how about Mott the Hoople? Roll Away the Stone. Played some Nick Lowe in that set of music because I love my label. At that point, he was talking about Stiff Records. Eventually, I bet you now he talks about Yep Rock, but back then he was talking about Stiff Records. And start the entire set with The Four Lads, a song that was recorded on this day back in 1953. So the song is 69 years old. Today, Four Lads, a Canadian outfit. In case you didn't know. You know, I should remind you that each and every Sunday night, you can pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner. Yeah, DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. On the menu, power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic. Truly anything that just feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 9 to 10 here on WRCT. You can listen streaming, you can listen online, wrct.org. Also, these days, everyone but the Mockster is posting things online because I'm not on the social medias, but you might be. But think about this. Once you post something, you really can't take it back. Even if you're like, oh, I deleted that tweet, you know what? Did you? Because it's up there for everyone to see, your family, your friends. But guess what? There's also some not so friendly people out there who might take what you post and all of a sudden click, 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 boom, now it's theirs in their archives. They're doing things with it. I don't know what's happening, but then the next thing you know, that image is all over the internet. You thought it was a silly face and now it's a silly disgrace. So think before you post. For more information, Visit cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Ad Council, and me, the Moxer, here at WRCT. Yeah, you heard me. We're doing a vinyl mock on this program on a Friday night. On an encore presentation right now, we're probably not going to get that far in the show. But on a Friday night, August 12th, we're going to be mocking the fact that today is National Vinyl Day. So we are going to throw the word vinyl under the mock light. So think of songs with the word vinyl, albums, artists. I don't know, things like that might have vinyl in the lyrics, all that good stuff. And that's what we're going to try to get to in the mock. But also throughout the duration of the evening, per your requests and suggestions, I'm going to be playing songs that talk about what vinyl makes. Yeah, records, 45s, all that fun stuff. So I got some great suggestions coming up later on in the program. But first up, it's Sun 60 here on Viva La Mac.
Just like Japan always dies.
from an aptly entitled album, Juliana Hatfield sings Olivia Newton-John. That was Juliana Hatfield from a release of hers from, like, I think 4 years ago. 2018 is when that one came out. Doing Olivia Newton-John's Physical. We lost Olivia Newton-John this week. How sad is that? 73 years old. And my God, she was fighting breast cancer for years. For years. So hopefully you poured a little grease out on the curb and paid tribute to Olivia Newton-John this weekend. Or this week. Or at some point. And if you haven't, do it. Because you know she touched your heart somewhere. Before the Juliana Hatfield, how about some Go-Go's? Went back to their Beauty and the Beat debut album. With How Much More. Belly in that set of music with Geppetto and start off the entire set with Sun 60 from their self-titled, I think it was their debut, Out of My Head. I'll tell you a fun story, and I say it's fun because I think it's fun. You might be like, dude, this is a really stupid story, but I had a friend visiting me, and he was looking through my music collection, and he plays drums. He's a drummer. He's played drums in many bands that have come through town, and he was on one of those ventures, and he just stopped by to say, hey, Mockster, let me hang out with you for a few minutes, and he saw the Sun 60, and he knew those guys. I'm like, really? All right, I don't know who they are. I just randomly got this album 30 years ago, and I've always enjoyed it, so every once in a while, I'll sneak it out and play it for you. Every once in a while. 32 and a half minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't forget that Smack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Smack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and so much more. And they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce, and they used unbleached flour in the dough. And they're committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic. Which I think we're at a new phase of it, are we not? The CDC kind of released some new guidelines or loosened some things, so I'm not sure if I'm using the word pandemic anymore, but it was written right in front of me, so I read that. Because they provide online ordering and payments. Maybe they're antisocial. Maybe that's all, and they're just using the pandemic. But either way, they have delicious pizza, and they have a contact-free pickup. It's really neat. You go on their website, SpackBrothers.com, and you can figure it all out. Again, it's SpackBrothers.com. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and they have a phone number, 412-362-SPAC. That is 412-362-SPAK. And again, SPACBrothers.com is the email address. My email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of me. Who am me? I am the Mockster. I am Paul. I am your servant of the evening. Playing the songs that you want to hear. Let me know what you want to hear. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or, again, if you're listening to this show and it's Friday and it's August 12th and it's a live show, not an encore, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-WRCT. Let's get back into more music. Michael Nesmith. Pen this one. The Lemonheads did a version.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me.
situation could have been avoided if I only shut the window. And I may be leaving myself open to a murder or a heart attack, but I'm leaving the back door open till you come back, till you come back. And I may be moving myself closer to a real untimely end, but I'm leaving the back door open till you come home. Up. I handed out some flyers at the show, and the whole town speculating situations could have been avoided if I'd only shut the window. And I may be leaving myself open to a murder or a heart attack, but I'm leaving the back door open till you come back.
Tchabili.
Myself a jagged left a message for my mama. Didn't say when I'd be back. It wasn't 20 minutes later. I was talking to the man about a buy me a radio American. He said, now if you want a radio, I think we got a deal. And if the volume doesn't get you, man, the price tag will. But a word to the wise boy, you better buy. Supply and I don't think they're gonna last. Well, I took the key home and I plugged it in. Well, I grabbed the dial and I let it spin. But there wasn't nothing rocking. I said, Mr. DJ, whose radio is this anyway? Whose radio is this? Whose radio is this? Whose radio is this? Oh, who? I went back down to the dime store later that night. I said, this radio you sold me, buddy. Radio man, there ain't nothing wrong. They gotta play it safe, they got bills to pay. This ain't no promised land, this is USA. If you wanna make a difference, boy, you're gonna have to wait. But when it comes to demographics, you was born a little late. Well, I took my problems to the United Nations. I said rock and roll be kidnapped by some corporations. When this big old cat in Russia, well, they stood up to say, whose radio is this anyway? Whose radio is this? Whose radio is this?
Can you hear the vinyl popping? Can you? Johnny Rhythm and the Dime Store 45s wrapping up that set of music by request. Joe reached out and said, you know what? You're playing songs that referencing records and 45s. You got to play a 45, an actual 45 of a local artist from a few years back. Ed Masley went on to form Frampton Brothers and the Breakup Society and all that. But that was an early band of his, Johnny Rhythm and the Dime Store 45s. Radio Americana, if I haven't told you the name of the song, because I'm just rambling about stuff. Before Johnny Rhythm, Billy Crane's got a brand new CD out called Village. Played the title track from that for you. Also, some old 97s went back to fight songs for Murder or a Heart Attack. A song that lead singer Rhett Miller wrote about his cat. And to start off the entire set with Lemonheads, Evan Dando and company doing the Mike Nesmith penned. If you, live in an area where your dialect uses that word instead of penned. Different Drum, the name of the song. I am a different drum. I'm a different DJ. Unless you listen on Friday nights, then I'm the same DJ. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. It's a show called Diva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Give me requests. I enjoy that. Got 12 more minutes left in this hour for people listening to an encore presentation. That means I got 12 more minutes left in this show. For people continuing on, you're going to hear other things on the second half of the Viva La Mock radio program. You know, sometimes your pain feels and seems overwhelming. And if that prescribed dose of your prescription pain medication isn't bringing the relief, you should be checking with your doctor. Because pain relievers are safe and effective when they're used correctly. Now, if they're misused, you could become addicted or experience other problems. So take your prescriptions as directed. And if you need more information about addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP. And do the right dose. This message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT. So last week, I was at one of my favorite out-of-state record stores, hanging out with Adam, the proprietor, talking music and doing what I do, which is just loiter, mostly. Flipping through the vinyl. He's one of those record stores that only carries vinyl. And I bought two records. One I think I might already own. So maybe I have a second copy of it. It was an impulse move on the other. And then WRCT has both of these on vinyl. That's what's crazy, because I picked up the other one. I was like, I play this all the time on my radio show, but I don't have it in my personal collection. Maybe I should change that. I'm talking about 16 Tambourines from the 3 o'clock. It is now in my collection. Thanks to Adam.
In her hand, she held beauty. there's things in there. I'm free, so is she.
And you are me.
And we are all together, all together. People say
we'll never change.
Red light shows and we all go, cause everyone's there.
I really like the way she looks in that halter top and elephant fleece, driving down the highway in my Trans Am custom T-top car. Here's some Tracy Lee playing on the radio.
Incantation.
Some say she is a high priest of perfection generation.
I'm free,
and so is she.
And you are me,
and we are all together, all together. People say,
driving down the highway in my Trans Am custom T-top car. Here's some BTO.
Yeah.
from their Stratosphere album. That's the Spinning Jennies doing a wonderfully note-for-note cover of the 3 o'clock's Jet Fighter, wrapping up that set of music here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Spinning Jennies, let's get some Red Cross. It is also National Elephant Day. As much as I've been touting it as National Vinyl Day, it's also National Elephant Day. So I played an elephant song, Elephant Flares, from their Third Eye album. Amoeba Teen, from their self-titled album, brought us Melody Told You. And start off, speaking of the 3 o'clock, newest to the Mockster's vinyl collection, the 3 o'clock 16 Tambourines album. Played something off of that with a Fall to the Ground. Gets us to where we are now, which is it's like 4 minutes past the hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Got a WRCT music and a radio calendar coming up in just a few seconds.